everyone.
So I'm I've been a bit off since since last week. For anyone new to me, I post mainly on GWA, and I did a pretty epic AMA spankturbation, and I guess it kind of took a lot out of me. It was fun. It's a great way to spend my birthday, but I guess it was just emotionally draining. So it's been a week and I'm still attempting to bounce back. So I guess I'm more in the cuddly, quiet mood. So I'm trying to keep my voice used to recording. So I thought I would do the little audio questionnaire of slumber for Pillow Talk Audio, because I love this sub. I like the quiet. Hopefully this is quiet enough. I'm in my kitchen on the floor, since it's the furthest from the traffic and it's middle of the day, so you know, hopefully not too noisy. Okay, so first question: how many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? I have two big brown pillows that were couch cushions initially. They came with my parents' new couch, but they had to get replacement ones because they were kind of the wrong ones, so it was a little uncomfortable for them. So I took the two end pieces and kind of made them my headboard, mainly so I don't accidentally smack my hand against the wall in the middle of the night, which I didn't do often anyway, but it would wake me up if I did. And then I have two pillows that I use that are both, what are they called? Memory foam pillows, that I use under my head. I've always slept with two pillows under my head, I don't know, ever since I was a kid. So it's sort of a force of habit. They're nice and cushiony. Then I have a regular pillow that I use behind me on the upper part of my back. And then a body pillow that runs from the bottom of that pillow all the way down to my feet, or past my feet. So it kind of creates like a feel of someone behind me that I can curl up against. And then I have a second body pillow that I curl myself around, but in between my legs. It's a very good one, and it's soft. I'm, big on comfort when I sleep. I like soft. I have a queen-size bed with a memory foam mattress topper and sheets that I was able to get on sale that were like really expensive 630 count sheets that I got like half off, so yay. I'm big on comfort. Sleep is a big issue for me. I've been an insomniac probably my entire life, so the bed has to be comfy. So that's what I have now. I used to have more, but I replaced a bunch of the body pillows instead. So, okay, what other items do you sleep with? For example, a teddy bear. I don't sleep with anything else, actually. Just the pillows. I don't sleep with, I usually have my, iPod, or it's my old iPhone that is now just an iPod, and it's typically in the bed with me, with earbuds. I don't really know if that qualifies as anything, but I usually don't, I don't like other things in bed with me, so it's just a lot of pillows. Yeah. I used to have a teddy bear when I was a kid and teenager. I think I got rid of it when I moved to here. I don't know. I guess if I still have it, it's in a box somewhere. But it was the softest teddy bear in the world. So cuddly. It was, there was a year where I grew up, well, I still am very far below the poverty line, but I grew up far under the poverty line as well. So there were a lot of Christmases growing up where we didn't have money for anything. So that in turn has actually helped, because my family is not big on gifts. We're more about just spending time with each other and eating good food for the holidays. Presents just aren't really things that we do. So I'm very bad at accepting gifts. I love giving them, but I'm bad at accepting them. But there was a year where we were in a program by the Rainbow Kitchen. I don't know if any of you will know what that is, but if you don't, look it up. They're a charity organization, and they would do this thing where families could kind of adopt the kids for the holidays. And what that is it's like they're assigned the children, and then they buy like a single gift for them, for kids who don't have anything and who can't have anything for Christmas. So there was a year where my brother got a basketball and I got a teddy bear, and that teddy bear was one of the best gifts that I'd ever received, because it was important in that somebody cared enough about children that they never meet, ever. But they cared enough to put a thought into it and not to just buy some cheap thing. They bought something that when I hugged it, it was like hugging the fluffiest, most wonderful thing ever. And it meant a lot because of where it came from, just the kindness of people. And so, yeah, that's, I used to have that, and I think I still do. It might be in a box, but, you know, you grow up and things like that fall away, and things aren't important, but memory is always still there. So, sorry, I totally went on a ramble about a teddy bear. Okay, moving on. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? I've never slept with anyone. But when I'm sleeping, I like to... it's so stupid. I like to imagine that someone is behind me with their arms wrapped around me, keeping me safe. It's a nice thing to think about and to imagine. And in the same way, I like to throw my arm and leg over the pillows and imagine that I'm doing that to somebody. And then I can burrow my face into their shoulder or chest. Oh, it's nice. I'm probably gonna be a cuddler. Yeah. Next, when you're cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped by them? Well, I guess I just answered that one. Either or. I think it would be good to have both. You start, you fall asleep in one way, but then at some point in the night you roll over and switch a bit. I don't think I would have a preference. I think it would just be nice to have someone there. 5. What is something that you've done to help you to help get to sleep that has worked well? Because I've been an insomniac my whole life, or as long as I can remember, it can be very, very difficult to find something that will put me to sleep. I always have a fan running that creates white noise. I've used music before. I have this playlist that I call Sleep, and it's specific songs from the soundtrack to the movie Senna, about the Formula One driver, and the music is it's nice and level. It's not harsh at all. Excuse me. It just has a very good calming element to it. There are certain recordings that I listen to. I have a couple books read by Tom Hiddleston. There you go, I said his name. Everybody take a shot. I'll listen to those, but my biggest problem when I'm listening to something is that it usually only works once. As in, I'll listen to it to fall asleep, but then if I wake up in the middle of the night, I won't be able to listen to it again. It won't work. I'll have to change it. Like, it'll work one night, but then it won't work the next night. So I'll have to have something else. So I usually have this big list of things that I can try. But lately, or the past few days, I've had a very specific audio that I've used. But I won't say what or anything, but it's worked every night, and it's worked throughout the night to help me sleep and stay asleep. Every time I've woken up, I'll hit play again, and I'm asleep in moments. And it's just the voice of the person is just amazingly soothing to me. I like to do the dorky thing and imagine that person there with me in bed, so... So that's what I'm using now, and it's worked. It's the only thing I've ever listened to that works more than once. So definitely a voice that hits something deep inside of me. So yeah. What position do you sleep in? I tend to sleep on my side. Either I'll flip back and forth, right or left side. I usually start on my left side and then roll over at some point at night, and then back and forth. But definitely on my side with one leg thrown over the body pillow. I usually have one arm kind of curled up in front of me. I tend to, like, cup one or both of my breasts when I sleep. It's a thing with me. I don't know. They're soothing. They're soothing to me. I'm sure they're soothing to other people. So, but that's usually how I sleep. Comfy. Have you ever listened to recordings in Pillow Talk to help you fall asleep? Yes, I have. Quite a few, actually. Some of the voices on here are immensely soothing. So yeah, I have quite a few in kind of queued up, saved, so to listen to. So yeah, absolutely. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or TV? Yeah. Well, like I said, I have the fan that is on all the time. Even in winter, I'll have the fan on, but I'll have it blowing away just for the white noise. Like I said, occasionally music. But usually, or at least for now, just the voice. Just that one voice. Okay, 9. Are you a restful sleeper, or are you more like a wrecking ball? When I do sleep, I'm restful. I don't tend to move around a lot. You might be asking, how do I know this? If you've ever slept for either straight through the night or even for a bunch of hours, in one position you'll wake up with kind of indentations in whatever side you're sleeping on from the sheets or the pillows or things. And that happens all the time when I sleep. I will wake up throughout the night and roll over. But then I tend to settle right back in and sleep. I've never really been much of a thrasher. That said, I am prone to panic attacks. I used to have night terrors as a child, and they're probably the same, just not as intense now because I'm an adult. But I've been told by the few people who've heard me that I tend to make little noises of distress when I'm having a panic attack in my dreams. And some people have actually woken me up. But I don't think I move very much even in those situations. I'm more of a stay in one position. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? I have, this is so odd, but it's kind of my go-to thing. I have a closet that I think about. Not just a little closet, it's more of a walk-in closet that's, you would think that in a big, gorgeous walk-in closet, in my head it's this thing that has hardwood floors and these beautiful wooden, like cherry wood, smooth, the shelves, yeah, that's it. Well, I couldn't think of the word. And a lot of glass, a lot of light. There's a chandelier. There's a very comfortable chair. It sounds ridiculous, but you would think hearing that it would be in my head. It would be filled with like amazing stuff, but it's just filled with t-shirts and jeans and sneakers. And for some reason, if I go to it in my head and walk in, pick out the clothes and dress, I don't know what it is about it. It's a form of visualization, which I learned visualization a long time ago, and I use it for various things for anxiety, but for some reason, this act of walking into this specific closet, it's not just any closet, it's one that I've created A lot of people use that same technique to create like a beach or a room that's quiet, or just a walking through the woods thing. And it's that same technique. It's just for me, it's this big walk-in closet that's bright and beautiful and filled with the most comfortable clothes that you possibly ever want. So yeah, that's what I tend to think about. It seems ridiculous, but you know. 11. How many nights in a week do you need to come before you can fall asleep? I tend to come every day. I have orgasms every day. Except that since I did my AMA, which was last Wednesday, I haven't come until today. And it's been multiple times today already. But I don't usually come before I sleep because it tends to rip down emotional walls, and that's actually when I tend to have nightmares. So I tend to not come before I go to sleep. I like to do that earlier or after I wake up. I'm sure that'll change when I actually sleep with somebody, because then possibly just having them there with their arms wrapped around me will, it'll at least make it easier if I do wake up from a nightmare. That's a long, convoluted story as to why that happens. I don't even understand it yet, so, but I'll leave it there. So, okay, so that is the last of the questions. Who knows, maybe my droning voice will have put someone to sleep, because I apparently can drone on for a long time. So, okay. Alright, I guess that's it. Bye.